Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, Small Business Advocate. com. Having a great visit with our good friend Tom Asacker. Tom is a multi-year, dozen-year member of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest guys I know. His new book is called The Business of Belief, and I'm almost as excited about it as he is. Tom, thanks again for helping, allowing us to launch this on your show. Please tell the audience how they can find it.
Well, just go to Amazon.com and put in The Business of Belief. That's the book that pops right up.
All right. And, folks, it's a little book. It won't take long to read, but I promise you, you won't want to put it down. But also, take a magic marker, take some post-it notes. You're going to want to, or dog ear, you know, you're going to want to mark some things. Do, when you open the book, please have a little something to mark with, because you're going to want to come back to some stuff. Okay, Tom, how do we get to the point where we can understand the process that people use to make decisions based on their beliefs, what they believe?
All right. See, that's the key, Jim. I mean, Dr. Deming, the quality guru back in the...
Yeah, Edwards Demings.
Right. He said, if you can't describe what you are doing as a process, you don't know what you're doing. And that's what I'm seeing with most businesses. They're frustrated primarily because of a lack of belief. Either they don't really believe in the unique value that they're providing, their people don't really believe it, or their customers and prospects don't really believe it. It really is that simple. That's what it comes down to. Because if all three groups truly believe, then growth is the outcome. Nothing can stop you if all three groups believe. But somebody is not believing. So if it's the customers who don't believe, if you're passionate about what you do, but your customers don't believe, now here's what most people will say, well, they don't know. No, listen, they know. You can make them aware of it, but if they don't do something, that means they don't believe it. So the key is, if you want to be successful, understand the process of how people form beliefs.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think about letting people know what you believe?
Well, you do. Listen, you don't let them know.
In other words, no marketing hype, no features and benefits. Maybe okay. You can have those. You can have put that out. I'm not going to keep you from doing that. But at the same time, have something—a video or an article or a blog post or something—that says this is what we believe. What do you think, Tom?
I say that's great, and I say if you want to make that real powerful, demonstrate it. Show people what you believe by doing something different than everybody else is doing. If you do that, they will believe it immediately. Because in the marketplace today, seeing is believing. Not you telling me things. I need to see something, and that forms
Everybody's from Missouri these days, right?
Oh yeah, everybody's from Missouri. No doubt about that.
The Show Me State.
Yep.
Well, the thing, I guess what I was getting at is you say, okay, if you've got to understand what the system people use to make their decisions based on their beliefs. And I think one of the ways to start moving in that direction, little by little, people who've never done anything like this, Tom, is to start identifying, recognizing, and saying, this is what we believe in. And it seems to me that if you start doing that, because you know what that is, you can figure that out. That shouldn't be a long-term mystery. When you start doing that, then you start revealing that to people, to customers, to prospects. Then don't they start maybe opening up to you about those things, Tom?
No. Now you're going to find it interesting that I say no, but I can tell you that there are thousands of nonprofits that believe powerfully in a mission to improve people's lives, and yep. they're struggling every day because they don't understand how people form beliefs.
Still got to do that. Tom, we've got more to learn from you. We've launched the book on the show today, but you're going to come back again, and we're going to get deeper into the book in time to come. Is that okay with you?
That sounds great with me.
Give us the website, please.
Go to the Business of Belief, and you'll find everything right there.
Check it out. Thanks, Tom, for being here. Good job. Well done. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
The Business of Belief, ladies and gentlemen, by Tom Asacker. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not this hour. After the next break, I'll be back one more hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.